When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. We go full buffet here in the hour. Bart, it's Monday. We now are leading into championship weekend already. It's moved by so quickly, the NFL playoffs have.
The week I but never got by.
It is also hour number three. It's Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
It's the power hour. Ow, 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 ow. Put a little R on it.
I see that.
Ow.
You went like a little like.
You got to kind of.
You know, Jared Allen.
Little kitty cat. Yeah, I had my eyes pushed in. Your hair was pushed in, bro.
Oh, man. So the best game of the weekend was Chiefs Bills, because that second half was back and forth, right? But I think when we talk about the broadcasts that we were able to see, CBS, thankfully, did they show Taylor once? They showed Jason Kelce, yes, more than they showed Taylor.
Thank you.
Taylor Swift was in the suite as expected. And I almost was like, I'm glad they did. Now, Tony Romo calling her Kelce's sister-in-law. Remember he said that?
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. Maybe it's Taylor's brother-in-law.
Is it because of the report they're supposed to get engaged?
Well, who knows if he's joking or not. But, like, aside from that, though, we weren't inundated with constant, let's check in again in the suite and see Taylor Swift. The problem is today, everybody's seeing the same cut to her, where Brittany Mahomes is like laying all over her.
Listen.
And a shirtless Kelce,
yeah.
Jason is in the
behind.
Back.
Yeah, it's like listen, remember that skit by Saturday Night Live? Right, where.
Which one?
It was one with Tebow. And when God came down, like, hey, man, quit calling me so much. Right? You know what I'm saying? When he was winning these miracle games.
Right.
And then he came down and said, like, oh, my God, the Father, you have risen. He's like, hey, son, back up a little bit. Leave some space for the Holy Ghost. Like, yo, I feel like every time I see, like, Patrick Mahomes' wife, like, leave some space for the Holy Ghost, man. Like, why are you all up under this girl? Why are you grabbing her? You don't know her like that? Know her for all this season.
Apparently, they're very close now.
Sure, I bet.
They're besties.
Yeah, okay.
Well, anyways, I just wanted to point out like that we weren't just – because the game was too good to have to just keep checking in on Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that didn't happen, so kudos to CBS. Now, my other issue was – and I don't know if you – did you catch this or not? When – and it wasn't over, but when the Lions took the lead – I think it was – was it a two-score lead? 5 minutes to go, and Ford Field just – exploded, right? What are you doing?
Yeah, man.
I'm talking to you right
now.
No,
I'm listening to everything you're saying.
No, but you're also watching her.
I got ADHD, so I got to be doing more.
But you're reacting to like as if you're ready to throw up, which now I need to know what's going on.
Look at the bottom of her lip.
Like, so you just distracted me now as well.
It's nasty.
She's eating lobster tail, right? Dipped in butter.
Me.
What's wrong with that?
Whatever you do for...
Hey, 4 million
attention.
Followers.
I get it.
All right. Can we get back now?
Yeah.
Were you watching the Lions-Bucks game at home with sound up? Were you somewhere else that you couldn't hear? What was your situation?
No. I was watching it in a restaurant.
Oh, you were out. Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't have. So Ray or Jake, were you guys watching at least at home, sound up, that kind of thing?
I never watch with sound.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Would you read?
You don't want to be distracted by
I don't need
by the
to hear
input?
What everybody else's opinion
so
is.
So is the house quiet when you're watching a game then? Like what? You don't have sound on at all during the game?
Yeah. I just have Bart yawning.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. Yeah. I have that in my head all the time.
But I just yawned again.
You don't know, is it?
Yeah. That's like the crowd noise.
Jacob, how about you?
Yeah, I'm usually watching a game if I'm not like switching back and forth.
Right. There was really nothing to switch.
Except the Knicks broadcast, by the way.
Right. You stay locked on that. Oh, and you always have the sound up. Although I've been told I'm way better with the sound down. I was switching back to the Islanders, but that's another story for another day.
Who?
Yes. This, to me, that was a late game. But this game, Bucks and the Lions, there was a point with, I think it was
I was super nervous, man.
4 minutes to go, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
All right? Where it's just like, all right, they got the game in hand.
Yeah.
And Ford Field was...
It's crazy, though.
It just exploded. Like, the crowd went nuts. And the director did a great job of panning the crowd, showing different people in the crowd. Like, you just felt like, wow, this is what a moment. Like, they're realizing it. Like, oh, damn, we're going.
We went in too.
Like, this is real. And, I mean, just, Mike Tirico.
Well, he's
Chris
from,
Collinsworth.
He's from there.
Just let it breathe, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to feel the crowd. And they, just lay out, just...
Let's just
15 seconds and just show, just pan the crowd and these poor people that for three decades have known nothing but losing. And they are realizing they're about to go to the conference championship game, that they're about to complete consecutive playoff wins at home, which they haven't done in the Super Bowl era ever. Like, think about that. In the Super Bowl era, they've never done, I don't think in their franchise's history they won consecutive playoff games in the same year.
Don't think these Lions fans are going to travel to Levi Stadium.
Wherever it is, doesn't matter.
Levi Stadium, they coming.
So you're not, all right, so you're out, so that doesn't affect you at all. To me, watching from home, it drove me crazy. Because I'm like, guys, shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up for a minute.
Yeah. Like, how it looked when they came out, you know what I mean, it was crazy. Like, last week when they had the white tiles swimming, it was like...
Wild.
Like, you look at Buffalo come out, they had the lights out, it looked weak. Detroit, everybody had like a blue light.
By the way, imagine for 2 weeks you had to shovel snow just to get the building clear.
I wonder if you get it for free. Did they get in the game for free for doing
man,
that?
Man, we shoveled all this damn snow for this.
Like, dog.
Come on, blisters. Man. I don't know. I like I said, I felt like that was such a great moment for a franchise that has been through so much.
Yeah.
And you couldn't just let the crowd just have the moment and just feel it. Without blah, 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 blah. There's just way too much of that. Sometimes you just got to take the headsets off and hear it yourself, right? That's all I'm saying.
Let it breathe, dog.
Yeah, so I guess. So, great. So, none of you have any idea what the hell I'm talking about. So much for that.
I mean, I was tuned in when they were, like, showing the crowd. I mean, not terrible towels, but towels in the crowd look insane.
Right.
Like, when they did the wide shot, then zoomed in, like, you could just see the excitement. And part of me, even though I'm not a Lions fan, have no investment in the Lions.
You feel happy for them.
Yeah, and I do want to see how far they could take it.
You know, it's crazy, man, when you think about like...
It was 31-17.
Yeah.
It was like 6 minutes to go. And that's when you just had that feeling. Now, of course, the game did get uncomfortably close. But the point is, it was 31-17. There's 6 minutes to go in the game, and you're kind of like, all of a sudden, it became like, oh my God, it's really happening, right? For a fan base that has only seen bad things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you want to crank it up and enjoy the crowd noise. And unlike everybody else here, especially Dino, who listens to nothing, he likes white noise.
Does he ever have
a speaker on his TV?
No, does he even have caption on? Is he at least reading?
Oh, definitely not captions.
No,
you would not want to. He doesn't want to hear what Chris Collinsworth has to say in that moment.
No interest.
But I'm the opposite. I'm an audiophile, so I have the surround sound just cranked. And all I got is Tirico and Collinsworth just going on and on and on and on. It just kind of bothered me, that's all.
Yeah. Well, I can see it bothers you.
Yeah, but nobody else seems to be affected by it, so we move on.
See, I'm not that good at journalism, so I wouldn't know that it was time to breathe. If I was there in the booth, I probably would have been talking all over it.
I don't know if journalism
is
quite the thing.
Whatever, you know what
on
I mean.
This front, but it's I'm more
like,
of just.
Hey Mike, did we validate parking? Yo, man, let it breathe, son.
It's not even a broadcast thing. It's more of a viewer thing.
Yeah,
like,
you
know those moments.
Yeah, I know.
When it's like you just sit. Who's Mike Breen's great at this? Michael K. They're great at this. Yeah. They just recognize the moment and they know. Say nothing.
The funny thing was. Uh-oh. So,
what now?
No. Nick Sirianni will address media Wednesday.
Sirianni and Howie Roseman are going to talk.
That means he's staying. That means he's staying.
Well, Sirianni's not going anywhere if they're having a press conference.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That means he's staying.
Yeah. Now, who he brings in as a defensive coordinator is going to be interesting.
Well, they've been saying within the division.
Wink Martindale?
No. Ron Rivera? But remember, he was a great defensive coordinator before.
That'd be interesting.
All that stuff, yeah.
Okay.
That's his way to stick it to the place that fired him.
Yeah, the guy that they demoted during the season and brought in Matt Patricia, he gone.
And Matt Patricia's Sean probably Desai. Like, I'm going with Bill, so I'm going to look at more things.
What do you make of the Bill Belichick thing? Well, Belichick has had two interviews with the Falcons.
Team. Nobody else.
No one else has apparently interviewed him. Now, that doesn't mean that teams haven't called and he said right. No.
Yeah.
And then you have Rex, who we've already discussed this, who's been telling us for 2 weeks to watch a playoff team, and then last week let us know that if Buffalo loses, that could be the place that Bill winds up.
Right.
Do you think, with everything that he has gone through in the last couple of years at New England, is it worth it or not for a franchise to want to bring him in? Because is it a given? Is he a given anymore as a head coach?
No, you don't know, because you just like you've never seen Tom Brady out of New England, you've never seen Bill Belichick, win a Super Bowl as a head coach outside of New England.
Right.
And, he had a lot of power to do things. I'm sure he runs things a certain way. And who knows how quickly will it take for the Patriot way or whatever they perceive it to be to take hold. And at that point, how old is Bill and who's your quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
So it's odd that you talk about him going there. And we don't talk about, who's going to be his quarterback. I still think this Justin Fields thing has a lot of life. I can't imagine
trading for him.
Yeah, I can't imagine Bill Belichick going somewhere where he basically has a guy like Ritter who would drive him crazy. What's the difference between Bailey Zappi and Ritter, right? Erratic, throwing the ball, Tyler Heineke. I can't think that he thinks, he can probably win that division. But can he win the Super Bowl or win playoff games when your quarterback's that bad?
Chicago has to take quarterback? Do you think Chicago has to take a quarterback?
Yeah, I think it's a foregone conclusion.
What if Chicago traded the pick?
They're taking Caleb Williams.
What if they trade the pick?
They won't.
Why?
They won't.
But why wouldn't you about the boatload of picks and talent?
Because you possibly can get return on Justin Fields. Justin Fields has played well, and he
couldn't. You get more for the pick though. If you think Justin Fields has made his way, but is almost ready to step into a larger role as could he be one of the next wave of quarterbacks?
Because you don't want to pay $45 million. If Daniel Jones, who's just an okay quarterback, got $40 million, then he's going to get $45 million. So if you got a chance to get somebody that can reset your clock, where you can be wrong and you can get a pick, for him, and you still got two picks, they're going to end up with three picks regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So, they can potentially end up. I think Justin Fields will go for a first. Now maybe somebody moves down and gives a later first. But the teams like Baker Mayfield saying, oh, yeah, we like this and that. You think if Justin Fields becomes available, a team like Tampa with Mike Evans and Godwin wouldn't consider, making a trade for a guy like that, knowing that, he's going to be, cheap?
Mike Evans said he wants to stay in Tampa.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield said that Todd Bowles said that Baker Mayfield has earned a return to that job in Tampa. And then Baker said, if I'm coming back, yeah, I want Mike Evans back,
so,
too.
So Baker Mayfield made $4 million right this year. He, mm-hmm, he took a deal for $4 million for an opportunity to reset his career.
Right.
Right. So next year, let's just say he gives the team a discount, right?
Mm-hmm.
$30 million, right? That's a great deal, right? $30 million for Baker Mayfield. He's a starting quarterback.
You mean annually?
Yes. We have to look at all the salaries of all the quarterbacks and – $30 million.
We give him 2 years, and then the second year
What I'm saying is $30 million would be a discount. Daniel Jones just got – the salary cap's going up, and Daniel Jones has got $40-something million last year. So he's not going to take – so $30 million, I'm being gracious with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's still more than you have to pay Justin Fields for 2 years.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you say, let me get that guy who's still young, who has immensely more talent. He's a guy who can move in the pocket and he can run. Why wouldn't you do that?
But that brings me back to the Bears again. If you're saying that about the Falcons,
I'm not giving him 45 million. He's almost extension eligible for them.
Right.
Right. It's like when Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold went to Carolina. Those were just $18 million deals.
But if I know what I have in Justin Fields.
But see, the thing is, Tampa Bay don't have the ability to get Caleb Williams.
No.
The Bears do.
Right.
So that's resetting the clock.
So that just
becoming,
changed. Right.
That's becoming a young team. It's two ways to win in this league. It's to win with a quarterback like Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, or it's to win with a guy like C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when you look at it, you want to try and hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully,
but the C.J. Stroud is the rare occurrence.
Yeah, and who passed on C.J. Stroud last year?
I know.
That would be the Bears.
Carolina.
No, that would be the Bears because the Bears had the number one pick and they traded.
I see what you mean. Right.
So,
okay.
And it's the same team that picked Mitchell Trubisky and not Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be the team that says, okay, Justin Fields finds out Justin Fields is, he's good. He's Kirk Cousins or Dak Prescott. And then Caleb Williams goes on to be the next dude. And then you look at Patrick Mahomes, who's the dude. And you look at C.J. Stroud, who's becoming the dude. Like, yeah. This is the dumb franchise that passed on three types of Michael Jordans. They passed on Michael Jordan, then they passed on LeBron James. Yeah. Oh, this sounds like the Knicks. Damn. Never mind.
They didn't pass on LeBron James.
Tyler Heilenberg.
Mm.
Kevin Knox is where?
Gosh.
Frank Ntilikina is where?
Yeah.
Obi Toppin is where?
Yeah.
Who did they pass on? Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Heilenberg might not be Michael Jordan, but it's still like you don't want to mess it up a million times when you can get a chance to get it all over with.
Isn't it amazing? The Knicks in 7 years had five?
And then the one they have in Porzingis, they gave
10.
Up on.
Top 10. Was it four? Maybe it's four. Top 10 picks.
R.J. Barrett.
Ntilikina.
Obi Toppin. Ntilikina. I know he is. I just didn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Listen, if he can't get on the court in that damn rotation, what the hell's going on?
Four picks.
Yeah.
And none of them stuck.
None of them.
It's amazing. 800-919-3776. Sal is in Dutchess. Hey, Sal.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right.
Got a quick question. This one's for Bart, okay?
Sure.
Bart, what is the problem with you and Patrick Mahomes? How come you don't like him?
Who said I didn't like him? Because I said he wasn't Tom Brady yet?
No, not at all. Last year, what did you pick Kansas City to do?
Yeah, guess what? The segment, Sal, is called Bold Predictions. It's like when you make an outrageous, crazy type of thing. And why wouldn't I do that? Was I supposed to say?
I know, but that's crazy. That's really crazy.
But that's the whole idea. Okay?
That's the idea of the segment, Sal.
The idea
it's called
was
Bold Predictions.
Right.
That's one thing. I thought maybe you don't like his family, his wife or something. But let's go to the next thing.
Okay.
Now this week coming, they're playing the Ravens.
Yes.
Now, do you like the Ravens because you were on it, or you really think, because you're not really giving Kansas City a chance?
I like the Ravens because, one, his starting right guard, who's the all-pro on their team, is injured, and the Ravens have had the best record in the NFL, and they beat the brakes off San Francisco, Detroit. They beat the brakes off everybody. That's why. And they're at home. So why would I pick the Ravens? Why would I pick the Ravens?
Well, like I said, maybe you were on it, because you're on the team. But this is a whole new thing. Patrick Mahomes finds ways to win one way or another. I mean, the guy could throw lefty more than most accuracy.
Well, did he beat Joe Burrow? Beat him, right?
Well, yeah. He never got the ball back. I'm just saying.
So you're giving the Ravens no chance?
No. I picked the Ravens in my team, fantasy team.
So why did you pick them? Why did you pick them?
Because I need at least 12 wins, 13 wins, in order for me to be up there with everybody else. I picked them, the Chiefs.
The Ravens are the better team with the more talent. They're the more talented team.
Well, see, that way I don't think. Let me ask you another question. You would know.
You don't think they're
a
more talented?
Who's hurt?
You don't think they're a more talented team? Mark Andrews, when healthy, is just as good as Travis Kelce.
But see, now, I'm a Jet fan. I'm a Jet fan. So,
yeah.
Mark
Andrews is a perennial Pro Bowler. He's probably considered the third best tight end in all the NFL.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't say nothing about that. But. Yeah.
Bateman.
Let me ask you one more thing. What's his name? Tony there. Is he out for the season?
Kadarius Tony?
Kadarius Toney, yeah.
Nah, he just bumps out it. No, he's not good, but, you know, I mean.
Everybody has,
a role. Everybody has a role, but this dude's the most frustrating dude. Remember, they would have beat the Bills if he would have had his foot on, if he'd had his foot right.
I know. Everybody's talking about that. But listen, between me and you, let's, like I said.
It's going to be a good game.
It should definitely be a good game.
But
I think it's going to be a great game.
I'm picking the Ravens because I think Lamar Jackson is on a mission.
Yeah, you're picking him because you were a Raven.
And I think it could be, but he picked him because he needed 12 wins.
Right, it was personal for him too, apparently.
Right,
By the way, Kadarius Toney was downgraded to out. He's an inactive player. And the feeling is that Mahomes is like, I'm done with that guy.
Yeah,
don't trust him.
And McCole Hardman goes, we trust McCole. fumble.
Can't trust him either.
Oh, God.
George in Long Island. What's up, George?
Hey, boys. I got a question for you. And I'm watching all these quarterbacks, the kids that come in, the Strouds and the Jordan Loves. And then I look at the coaching situation. And I think back to when Tom Brady was drafted, he went up to Kraft and he basically told him, I'm going to win you the Super Bowl. So I'm comparing the Jets with their dilemma and the Giants with their dilemma. I tend to think, what's the it factor? Is it the kid coming out of college who's got the chip on his shoulder, wants to prove to the world that I'm going to be a Class A quarterback? Or is it the coach that develops them? Well, what's the effect? If you look at Mahomes, I mean, the kid came out, sat for six games, and then all of a sudden jumped into the mix.
Except for a whole year. Like, it's environment, right? And, sometimes the more you fall, the better place you land. So Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen fell, and they ended up in a better, more functional organization. Right? That's sometimes how it happens. Sometimes when you lose, you win. And that's an example of losing in the draft and having a chip on your shoulder. But environment also matters. Remember, Greg Knapp was supposed to be here for Zach Wilson, and he tragically passed in a bike accident.
Mm-hmm.
And, maybe that would have made the difference, because when you look at the guys in which he had mentored, it was the who's list. Whether you talk about Steve Young, I believe Matt Ryan, he had a list of that's what he did. And now you don't have that. Like, it wasn't Bill Belichick that got Tom Brady, right?
No.
It was the coordinator. It was Charlie Weiss. It was those guys.
Right.
It was those guys. Bill O'Brien.
And in the beginning, if you remember, it was very much like Brock Purdy. Same thing. It was let the defense do what it's doing. Let the playmakers make plays. And don't do anything stupid.
Right.
Right? Just keep it simple.
That's that turnover the ball.
Right. And so what did Josh Allen do at the end of the game?
Some stupid.
He got out of what was working and just couldn't take. I'm gonna throw deep, and that's why it works for Brock Purdy is because he stays within himself, which is such a cliche, but that's the only way to describe it.
Well,
he doesn't try to go outside the box, and that was early Brady. The defense dominated, and
check down, check down, check down, and he would have one or two drives when he got the skill and the smart and everything else. Yeah, same thing with Ben Roethlisberger. Same thing with Russell Wilson early in his career.
Except for Russell Wilson, the skill and the smarts never took over. He just kept playing
he was solid for a while. They just didn't win championships. They went to two titles, and then Russell played at a very, very high level.
Yes.
They just never, San Francisco came back to life, and they couldn't win in that division anymore, the division that they had owned for a while when they broke up the Legion of Boom. He just didn't have enough.
800-919-3776. We'll continue with your call. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and Han, K-Show top of the hour.
Teach Alan about lace fronts.
I've learned. The problem is you ruined it for me because now I'm at a point where now every time
I'm
wondering. And it always makes me go like, is that?
Well, you can always
tell. And I never wanted to have that. I just wanted to.
So let me tell white guys so they can always tell. You have to look at the part. If the part's up the middle, look at the color of the part. Because like they try and put makeup that's close to their skin color and they try and take it and put
the
it on
scalp?
The part. Yeah, because the scalp tells you the truth.
A lot of times your scalp is lighter than your skin, though.
Listen, when you see it, look at it. You can see, like, if you look get close, you can see the holes on the lace front.
I don't want to stare too much.
Listen, underneath that.
Don't stare into the sun like that. I mean.
Listen, underneath that lace front, they look like Kawhi Leonard. Them braids are to the back like Kawhi.
You did not.
That's just what it looks like, son.
It's like 100,000 Jacobs out here, I'm telling you.
Yeah, am I lying?
Jacob.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Listen, how super handsome will men be if they put on 45 minutes worth of makeup? Just imagine, like,
there are some
like,
that do.
But what I'm saying.
But I get it.
Like, RuPaul looked like some of the people on the show, they look like pretty women. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me.
So just imagine what I'm saying. What I'm saying is.
No, definitely not feeling that.
Listen. You can be pump faked.
But the
out.
Hair thing.
No,
though?
I'm saying you can be pump faked out.
If I could do that, like today, I want to be Kurt Cobain, so I go with the long hair.
Yeah, and then,
I didn't know they do that in Hollywood. Did you know that in some movies,
yes,
like these guys have a long. Like that's
come
not
on.
Really
have you ever seen? Have you ever seen us make fun of any Tyler Perry movie when the dude got the Shamar Moore had braids to the back? Like, bro, we can see the paint line, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, be better than that. Samuel Jackson, you know, when he had the hair to the back. Like, this dude, we know he bald head.
Well, yeah.
So, for him to have his head.
That's different.
What, Formula 51, you know what I mean, when he was, like, the Scottish guy. But what I'm saying is, man, what I'm saying is, like, girls lie to men all the time. And you don't find out the facts until you see her with all the makeup off and the wig off and all that stuff. And
then it better be love.
Yeah, and the body sculpting thing.
So you're saying,
like, but men should be able to lie too. Because
you see a woman on Instagram, then you see her in person. It's like, see her on Instagram and then
totally
see her in person.
Totally different person. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those things, man. Like, but men, like, with men, if men have a fake lace front, then they want to judge us. But their hair be so short you can't even curl it with rice. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they get on the men. And, you know, they got makeup on. You look at them, they face, they got dark circles underneath their eye, rash around their mouth, but they put all this makeup on.
Yeah.
And then they got the fake butt, fake breasts. Like, come on, man. Like, quit lying. Quit lying to us, son. Quit lying. Like,
but you
know what
I'm
saying?
But then
they want a man to make $500,000, educated. Like, hold up, man. You deserve a dude to work for Popeyes.
But why do they do it? Because why? Because
they're trying to attract men, but they lie.
What do you think men do?
What do you mean?
They go in that direction.
Yeah, thirst trap.
Yeah, all right.
So what I'm saying is
it's a vicious cycle.
Men should be able to thirst trap. They should be able to wear one of those things that Cameo used to wear. So it looked like they got a gigantic bulge. They should be able to have some fake calves, fake lace front.
Wait a minute.
Just imagine if we go lie, we all need to just lie.
Cameo. So you think just go lie? Well, remember in the 90s there was this whole kick about being natural?
Yeah.
That lasted what, about a year and a half?
I mean, just think, when we were growing up in the early 2000s, you look at girls on videos.
Then Kardashian came around, and you're like, never mind, I like that better.
Listen, no, when you look at in the early 2000s, all the chicks that we loved, Aaliyah, Lefi Lopez, they were all natural, small girls, Maya, right? They all, you know, mm-hmm. Monica, mm-hmm. like Brandy.
Yep.
Yeah, all of them, like,
then
they were
Kim,
natural.
Then Kim came along. And no, that was the end of that.
No, Kim was natural. Remember that the infamous poster with her sitting with the Heathcliff sitting right there? You know what I'm saying? She had the striped on underwear.
And
she
had
the link on.
And
no, then she started hanging with Carmen Electra. She lost her damn mind. But before that, she was in the early 2000s was when the natural people was coming, man.
Don't you think that's when everything
the video
flipped?
Vixens. That's when we had real video vixens.
And everything flipped after that, though. Once all that stuff was introduced.
2009.
Everybody followed.
2009 changed the game. Right. Like, bro, I swear, I went to a strip club. Not one woman in there was natural. I left. I listen, Anybody can cheat. I can have big biceps if I pay for them.
Mm-hmm. Implants?
Yeah. Like, what are we talking about, man? Right. Like, so listen. So, like, what's the difference? How do we see what's naturally beautiful and what's not? If you buying everything, bro.
Well, that's what filters on social media is for.
All cap. Yeah, all cap, man.
Yeah, thank God. Like, I can't imagine dating today.
I'm so happy I don't have
Jacob,
to.
Jacob, I don't know how. I don't know how.
It's rough. It's rough.
Because you don't know what you're doing. You think you
Jake,
know.
Jake, how many times you pulled up?
But you never know until you get there.
Jake, how many times have you pulled up? Like, nope, dang her.
Yeah. That you scouted first. Her. Do you just wait?
She's like, I'm here. Like,
where? I don't see you.
Usually what I do, I'll FaceTime you out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Catch you, like, slipping. And if I see you, how you looking off camera before the date and everything like that, then I know.
Oh, that's right.
Have you ever been
that wouldn't let you FaceTime with
her? Have you ever been catfished? Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
Didn't we talk to you about this?
I've been catfished.
Yeah.
Catfished. But it's been one of those where I didn't make catfish in person where I show up and it's a completely different person.
And then the crying game is playing.
I want to dig into this. Let's get people to call up that have pulled up to like some of these dates and pulled up and they did not look like who they was. And let me know if you just left. Like, you better stop doing that.
Like, got face to face with them.
Yeah.
Not like went in, scouted, saw, and go,
I got this fine one, dog.
And then you just.
You got to be careful.
But how do you even do that, too? Because it's like, not like you could just ghost because they got your info.
Listen, they can badger you about not showing up.
You
ask them to send some pictures. They have edited type of technology where they can thin themselves in the picture, too. And put the filter on.
Imagine doing AI, just straight AI.
Or just take their old pictures and just update it to make it look more recent.
It's like Friday.
But the Google photo editor that they got now?
No, it's Friday.
I don't trust that.
Like, who's that? Oh, that's Janet Jackson. I'll be right back. Got in like, hey.
When she gets out of the truck?
Yeah, if you come around here, I ain't gonna call.
She gets out of the truck, he's like, damn!
Yeah, like a little more like Freddie Jackson.
800-919-3776. Joe is in at MetLife. What are you doing, Joe?
How you doing, sir? Excellent show, Bart and Han. Two questions.
Yep.
Beside Little Kim being with the Notorious B.I.G.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But let me ask something. Yeah. What would be the best bet if Belichick comes back to the Giants and ends it for his last 3 years of his career to win a championship? I've been a Giants fan my whole life.
The only way I could see that scenario happening is if Belichick decides I'm not taking a job now and he just takes the year where he could maybe do some broadcasting, whatever it is.
And it gets worse for Daboll.
And then things don't go well for Daboll, and that's when you'll start to see people in New York, the media, and of course John Mara, who you know absolutely idolizes Belichick, then that becomes real. But I don't know if he's going to take a year off or he's going to take the job. But right now, the only offer out there seems to be the Atlanta Falcons. Does he want it, or would he take the year if he knows something else could pop? Because that, I'll tell you what, Joe, that's not a crazy thing if things don't go well for Brian Daboll this coming year with the Giants.
He started there, and he should end it there. You know, I've been a Giants fan in my whole life. You know what I mean?
You bring back some
great.
Of the...
I love you guys. You guys are the best.
Appreciate you, Joe. Thank you, man. Thank you.
What are you doing at MetLife?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. Malik in Manhattan. Malik?
Hello?
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? How you doing? What's going on, Bart, man?
What it do, baby?
Wait a minute. Hey, Malik.
What's going on? How are you doing?
You white mic'd me there. You went white mic with me.
You were like, hello,
how are you doing? Bart, what's up, bro? What up, son? Like, wait a
it's
second.
It's the greatest in the world, man.
That felt uncomfortable. You made me uncomfortable, Malik.
Y'all both my guys, man. I got two stories, man. About because I used to be on the I used to do one thing like on the dating website.
Okay, so what was your app of choice?
I did SoulSwipe.
SoulSwipe sounds so deadly.
Sound like you looking for straight from you looking for them straight from Zamunda, man. You looking for cassava melons. That's what you looking for. He's on SoulSwipe. Look at Jake.
Whatever you like.
Let me download that app. I ain't never seen that one.
I got it on my checklist now.
Yes, you do.
All right, what happened on SoulSwipe?
SoulSwipe. Damn.
Well, But this one, the first one, right? She was taking pictures, right? And, you know, like we started talking, you know, we had a few conversations or whatever. And then, you know, I just asked her, I'm like, you know, most of your pictures, they're like upper body pics. Like,
yeah, 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 yeah. Like, they're from an aerial. I know you're talking about the aerial shot, right? Where you only see the top, but it's like an aerial shot. Yeah, yeah.
So I said, why don't you have like a full body picture? Well, you know, she was just making up all these.
She had no legs. Don't tell me she had no legs.
I'm very modest. Yeah.
Don't tell me she had no legs.
So what happened, Malik?
No, so then we meet, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, first I get in the car because we both had our own cars or whatever. And then I get in the car and I see, like, this handicap sign. And I'm like, what the?
Oh.
What's that for?
Oh,
and she's okay. Like, oh, I'm just using it. So then when she gets out,
chair.
Like, she was like, crippled. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, yo.
Hey, Malik, did you knock it out the box?
Yeah, I mean, still.
Malik,
just one more thing you could put on the list is what I'm saying.
Malik,
life is an experience, Malik.
Nah, I mean, that explains Malik, but did you, that's not really a catfish. She just, you know, she can't help what happened to her, but did you knock it out?
Nah.
Was it fat? Was it fat, though?
It was a little something. She had a little something back then.
Yeah, now we get to the nitty gritty. Then you're like, hey, did you endure like Smokey? Like, listen, if I don't call you, don't come around here. I call you. You don't call me.
Then the second one was this.
All on Soul Swipe? All on Soul Swipe. Are both of these on Soul Swipe?
Well, this one was POF. The second one, she was taking a lot of different ankle shots.
Nah.
Right?
Always on her toes, trying to slim herself, sucking her stomach in.
Then when I meet up with her, like, she didn't take any lower body shots. I mean, it looked like she was like 6, 7, 8 months pregnant.
Oh, like, oh, the front pooper, the front pooper. Is the front pooper? Oh, me more body got more head than she got body.
Yeah, man, but I just called to say
we
that.
We appreciate you, Malik.
Yeah, this is a sport, man. Dating is a sport right here, man.
It's a full contact sport.
It's about training.
Thank you, Malik.
It's about training, discipline, execution.
I'm wondering if there's the ladies out there, too. Don't be shy, because you hear the men are going to say this stuff.
He said he had a...
And you got to... Because you know there's got to be a couple of females out there that definitely went through the same kind of thing. Yeah, Bart's now fully distracted.
No, but TV1 is my TV, son.
No, that's my TV. They've already told you that. You're on the right.
It rotates.
Does not rotate. This is not volleyball. That's
matter
my
fact,
TV.
Matter of fact, I might need to leave a couple of minutes early so I can run up. That's your bye, boy. Come here. That's your bye.
You got to be very confident to wear that on television. I will say that. All right, we'll finish up with calls before we hand it off to the K Show, 800-919-3776.
But first.
Sun
song. For the third time, baby. They love to get them all in on Monday. Fun day. You have to check out Sansone Auto Mall for yourself. I mean, listen, it's the largest auto mall in all of New Jersey. You get to choose from over 2,000 new and pre-owned vehicles across 10 top brands, Nissan, Toyota, Kia, Jeep, Mazda, Hyundai, and more. Sansone works with you to fit within your budget. Credit issues, Sansone does it all to get you approved. Sansone works with over 20 banks so that you don't have to worry about financing. Tell them that Bart Scott sent you, and guess what? They'll take an extra $1,000 off your next vehicle. Sansone Auto Mall is located on Route 1 in Woodbridge. Visit sansoneauto.com or call 1-800-SANSONE today.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I'll tell everybody that the ESPN New York Superbox Bonanza 5 is giving away over $10,000 in cash and prizes. All qualifiers, you get a $25 Fanatics gift card and a chance at one of 10 Super Bowl boxes. Super boxes with prizes that include a big screen TV, Apple AirPods Pro, or Beats Solo headphones. Get your box for the big game by listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg from 6 to 10. You got our show, of course, from noon to 3, and then the Michael Kay Show, which is coming up momentarily at 3 o'clock. You get a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. All brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey and Security Dodge. No, I can't find it.
Can't wait. Wow. Come get some.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Consider it kind.
For full contest details, go to superboxbonanza.com. AJ's in the Bronx.
AJ? Hey, Jizzle.
Hey, what's up? What's up, man?
What up? What up?
Yo, Bart, real quick, I don't know if you remember who I am. Remember that time I called and I was like, we were talking about like athletes today and yesterday, and I was like, I know men's bodies that you guys took.
Yeah. Yo, we still got that clip. Yeah, we still got that clip.
Oh, we do.
I know men's bodies.
Athletic.
But I was calling about the catfishing thing.
Yeah.
I'm on the apps right now, you know what I'm saying? Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, all that. But on Bumble, I met this girl
Bumble?
On Bumble. We talked for like a month, man. It was just our schedules couldn't match up. She's a nurse. Everything seemed good. She just kept on taking face pictures. And usually I'm like, you know, why do you have so much face pictures? But she was so beautiful.
She's so fine.
I'm like,
damn,
you know what?
I don't even care. It can't be that bad. It can't be that bad.
The day of our date, I got there a couple minutes before. So I was like, I texted her, I'm here. She said, I'm 2 minutes away. So I'm like, all right, let me wait outside.
Let me scope out.
I see a car pull up. I'm like, okay, that's her. I said, are you here? She said, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hell no, AJ.
We lose
AJ, man, you better stand somewhere. I need to hear the end. Don't hang up on yet. Hey, you need to move around, dog. Move around, B. We got 50 seconds.
We got to hear the end of this
real
quick.
What happened, son?
Can you hear me?
Yes. You got 50. You got 30 seconds.
She gets out the car. 100. She's about. Send her pictures, man. Old times.
Oh, AJ, man, we can't even hear what you're saying, man. You in and out,
right, AJ has to call back tomorrow now because we need to hear this story.
Damn.
This story's too good.
She look like Ross Buescher. How you doing?
like this is...
Hamburger, I ain't going to have it.
Hey.
I really need to hear the rest of this. Now.
Yo, we need to have a new segment called Misled and just have people call in and tell us what they got misled about.
I know the song you could play. You already know the song that you could play, right, leading into it. So we definitely have to, I like that one as well. All right, so the K-Show is coming up next. You stay with us as Championship Week now begins. Bart, I'll see you tomorrow.
Aha.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.